Rita Antoinette Rizzo, otherwise known as Mother Angelica, was born on the 20th of April 1923 in the state of Ohio, the USA. She was a poor clare nun, best known as a TV personality and foundress of EWTN, Eternal Word Television Network, an international cable TV station and radio. One could say a voice for Catholics worldwide, currently reaching about 264 million households. Her father abandoned the family when she was only five. Life was very tough for her and her mother, who struggled with chronic depression. The poverty was grinding, especially considering that it was during the height of the Great Depression. Looking back at her childhood, Mother Angelica described herself and her mother as being like a pair of refugees. We were poor and hungry and pinched pennies just to keep food on the table. Of her schooling, Rizzo said, "I did very poorly in school. I wasn't interested in what the capital of Ohio was. I was interested in whether my mother had committed suicide that day." A stomach ailment that Rizzo had from the age of 16 caused her severe pain, and despite extensive medical treatment, she was not being cured. Her mother took her to a lady named Rhoda Wise, who was considered a mystic and stigmatic, and who claimed to receive visions of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Wise instructed Rizzo to pray a novena, asking the intercession of Saint Therese of Lisieux, and made the girl promise that if cured, she would spread devotion to Saint Therese. On the final day of the novena, January 18, 1943, Rizzo woke up without pain and the lump on her abdomen had vanished. This experience profoundly touched her. She believed that God had performed a miracle, and she traced her lifelong commitment to God to this event. She later told an interviewer, "At that point, I knew that God loved me, that he knew me, that he was interested in me. All I wanted to do after my healing was give myself to Jesus." She became a Poor Clare nun in 1945, but later felt inspired to found her own religious community, which she did in 1962. The founding of EWTN is an intriguing one. The story goes all the way back to 1973, when Sister Angela began writing religious books, which her sisters got printed. On foot of that, she was asked to give talks. In 1981, she got invited to a small TV network to give a talk on air. At the station, she was struck by how such a small studio could produce material being spread far and wide. "Lord," she thought to herself, "I got to have one of these." She made a few videotapes for broadcast, didn't think they were much good, but at the request of a friend, sent them to CBS, a major TV network. CBS thought that they were of good quality and asked her for 60 more half-hour shows. However, later, she saw that CBS was to air a new movie blaspheming Christ. She refused to allow her shows to be aired, and she was met with this reply from the studio manager, "If you leave this station, we pull all your shows." Filled with what must have been something inspired by the Holy Spirit, she said, "I don't need you, I will build my own." And that is what she did, and started in the convent garage. Now it has grown to what it is today. There is no other explanation but God's providence. Mother Angelica hosted shows on EWTN until she had a stroke in 2001 and continued to live in her cloistered monastery in Alabama until her death at the age of 92. God has a plan for you and me. Not everyone will start a huge TV network, but we each have our roles to play to build up the church and society. So let us try to build it well, with love, today, by fulfilling our duties, knowing that we too are part of God's eternal plan. Mother Angelica, died at the age of 92 in the year 2016, 5 years ago on this day.